We want to take a moment and talk about the cover of this week's Time magazine. Certainly a lot of you may be talking about it already. If you haven't seen it, there's a picture of a young mother breastfeeding her son. The issue is her son is not a baby or even a toddler. He is much, much older. He's pictured standing on a chair to reach his mother's breast, and the reaction has been huge and immediate, including a reaction from Mary Elizabeth Williams, who weighed in at Salon.com, where she's a staff writer. Mary Elizabeth is also author of Gimme Shelter, My 3 Years Searching for the American Dream. Good to talk to you again, Mary.
Good morning.
Why? I mean, this is something that you address in your writing. I wonder, besides the initial shock of not being used to seeing an older kid breastfeeding, why is this cover so shocking to so many people?
Well, I think it definitely is that it is an older child, but we're still shocked when we see babies nursing their mothers. There's still, you know, a woman was kicked out of a store just this week for breastfeeding. There's still so much discomfort around it in general, and then you throw on top of it the idea of an older child, it becomes very, very squicky for a lot of people. But the issue that I took with this cover wasn't that it was an image of breastfeeding, but that it was an image along with the words, "Are you mom enough?" and the idea that somehow women who breastfeed or women who attachment parent are obsessive, and that this is something just so crazy and frenzied and hysterical. And I think that when you put breastfeeding in that context, that's really incendiary. I'm not offended by the picture. I'm offended by the message.
And the article is about the Dr. Sears approach, the attachment child rearing that you're talking about, in which they sleep with their kids in the same bed sometimes until they're 8 or 9 years old. And the kid on the cover is, how old is he, 3, 4?
He's 3. He's 3, close to 4. And the mother who posed for that photo actually said on Facebook yesterday, there was another photo that was much more nurturing and kind of normal, and Time very deliberately chose this one where they both have this very provocative look on their face. I mean, it's a very calculated image, and the calculation is, what can we do that is defiant, that is confrontational, that says, are you mom enough? And that if you're attachment parenting, you're basically challenging other mothers, which I don't think is true, which I've never experienced. And there's a broad spectrum of attachment parenting as well, that this idea that you're going to breastfeed your kid until he's 10 just doesn't really sit with what most attachment parents are doing.
And yet it's another instance, highly covered in the media, in which mothers are being set against moms, don't you think?
Absolutely. And there was I wrote last week in Salon.com about the New York Times Room for Debate, which started with the question, is mother's obsession with perfection undermining feminism? And that just says it all, that mothers are naturally obsessive and that we are therefore undermining the sisterhood, none of which really bears out in the experience of, I would say, 98% of mothers.
Absolutely.
There are a few, maybe 20, there's a few obsessive types out there, but that's not the reality for most women.
And I think that most people who are mothers understand how hard that job is and hopefully don't judge other people who are trying to do it as best they can. Mary Elizabeth Williams has weighed in on this whole topic at Salon.com. If you want to see it yourself, it's the cover of Time magazine for this week. Mary Elizabeth Williams, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.